There's no sign of survivors, but the search and rescue operation goes on after the massive landslide near the town of Oso in Snohomish County. Officials say 25 bodies have been found, not all have been recovered, and that 90 people are missing. And still, people in Darrington look for glimmers of hope, even in the face of the disaster and the long road to recovery. Emotional recovery, and of course, recovery of their friends and neighbors' bodies. KUOW editor Phyllis Fletcher spent all day in Darrington yesterday. And Phyllis, good morning to you. I want to know, where do you see people looking for hope?
Well, people do focus on the numbers sometimes. You know, that number 90, that had been a much bigger number the day before. So to see it go down gives some sense of reassurance to people. There's also a road that was reopened to give people in Darrington one more option for getting in and out of town. It's a really rough mountain, gravelly, sometimes one-lane road that I found frightening, but it's one of those early signs of spring in a way too, because it's usually not open at this time in the season. So it's been something that people are a little happy about, excited about, and really you just see it coming out in the little ways at these community meetings, or even in parking lots or in the library when people run into each other, just spending that more time. And, you know, how are you doing? And, you know, I'm so glad you're okay. You see a lot of hugs, a lot of really meaningful, manly handshakes. Mm-hmm. So at the prayer vigil, they talked about finding God in each other. And that was where it seemed to really come out.
You have been one of many, many reporters there, of course. How have people interacted with you in your time in Darrington?
They've been really generous and really kind. You know, most of us, you know, including me, we don't know our way around there very well. It's very obvious who we are and why we're there, and we're descending on them in the worst times of their lives. And they're still so nice, even on occasions when we make faux pas or do things that are just really transparent because we're looking for the story. There was a guy in the front row of the prayer vigil who was covered in mud, big guy, you know, lumberjack shirt, thick suspenders. And I walked up to him, and another reporter walked up to him at the same time, and he kind of looked at both of us, and he was like, "It's the Paul Bunyan thing, right?"
Yeah.
And he knew why we were there, but he was still great, gave us an interview, was really, really sweet, introduced us to his wife. And just the fact that he was even able to joke like that, I was like, that's such a great, great sign.
So we've talked about hope. We've talked about a kind of warmth. And you were telling me, Phyllis, that you found joy in Darrington yesterday. What do you mean by that?
With the kids, the children, people, when they focus on their children and they see children playing, they're still really trying to protect their children from mm-hmm. what's going on. And you see people just so delighted when their kids are still able to have fun and have that innocence. And a kid came up to me last night, and this happens to us a lot in radio. Kids come up and they see the microphone and they say, "Where's the camera?"
Yeah.
Because they're used to seeing the camera, or they're used to seeing the microphone on TV, but they never see the camera. So they connect that, and then I say, "Oh, well, you know, it's actually radio. There's no camera, but here." And I gave her my headphones and my microphone, and she went all over the community center, all up in the shelter area and everything, interviewing people for like 15 minutes. And actually, I got to tell you, I can't wait to listen to the tape, because people were so excited to see her on a mission and interacting with people. And I overheard a little bit of it, and I think she got some good interviews. And her grandma said that I could use them. So maybe we'll get to check her out. Leilani, the star.
Leilani.
Yeah.
So finally, talking to KUOW editor Phyllis Fletcher, who's been one of our team bringing you news and personal stories after this landslide. Can you tell me a question you want to ask next, or something that you want to explore next in the days or weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's still a really sensitive issue for people to talk about logging there mm-hmm. and ask how that may have contributed. And Even if you ask an official, they'll say, you know, well, now's really not the time for that. We're really focused on recovery right now. And if you ask a townsperson, they say, you know, I just don't know. It's just really, it's complicated. It's hard to think about right now. And people should be able to live where they want. And on the other hand, maybe it did do some damage. I don't know. So people aren't quite there yet.
Yeah. KUOW editor Phyllis Fletcher, who's been up all day in Darrington and up all night producing our coverage. Phyllis, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Again, the update on search and rescue, and so far it's just been search and recovery. So the numbers are 25 people found, not all of those people recovered yet, pulled out of the mud and debris, and 90 people are missing.